Welcome to Uncommon Purpose with your hosts, Mandy Cooley
and Stephanie Porter.
We believe our uncommon purpose is found at the intersection of our heads and our hearts.
In each episode, we'll share stories, resources, and expertise that will help us build meaningful connections and reflect the love of Christ.
Join us as we have an authentic conversation about the journey of living for the Lord while cultivating our uncommon purpose.
Well, welcome, listeners. I am Stephanie Porter.
I am Mandy Cooley.
And we are here to say, we did it! Today, today we are celebrating as we put a wrap on our first season ever of Uncommon Purpose podcast.
Isn't this exciting?
This is so exciting. I am just like, I'm a little bit in awe, honestly. Like, this has been a dream. This has been a challenge, you know?
Yes.
Like, we wanted to start this so umpteen years ago, it feels like, you know? And we've dreamt about this. We've talked about this. We've processed this. We've planned. We've set aside time. Mm-hmm. Like, anything that's good, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he tried and he did not succeed.
Here we are
celebrating our wrap of our first season. And so I just want to say, like, first, Mandy, thank you. This was really fun.
This is so fun. I don't want to say it in past tense because we're going to do it again. We're going to keep going.
Oh, yeah. Open. Yeah. Well, I just thank you for your time and giving up. I mean, we've given up family time. We've given up Saturdays. I mean, you know, we've just, we've done all kinds of things because we live across the country and we live in different time zones. We've tweaked when we should record, how we should record, what time of day we should record. I think one time we recorded like after both of us had a full work day and
we very quickly learned, we will not do that again. We will not do that again.
I don't know that my sentences were coherent.
We'll let the listeners see if they can guess which episode that was.
Oh my goodness. So anyway,
put it in the comments when you think you figured it out.
Right. Exactly. When you're like, oh, in this process, I think we've learned a lot.
We've learned some technical stuff that I didn't realize that we didn't know. So even just the, you know, how do we record? How do we get our episodes to our producer? We have had some fun leaving little secret messages for our producer in our recordings. And she's amazing and we're grateful. So
I know. I've loved that. We have done that. We've given her shout outs in the middle, right? Yes. And we're like, wait, can you erase that?
Yeah. Maybe one day she'll give us a bloopers reel. Yeah. That would be fun. That's the bloopers.
Oh, that would be funny. So I kind of touched on it a minute ago, but we've learned sacrifice.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'd love for us to spend just a little bit of time here. I think I learned how to dream big and pursue that dream. We dreamt big about, and it sounded so easy, like, oh, we'll just start a podcast. And there was so much to it. And Mandy can tell you, I don't speak technology. I'm just not a technology person. I'm a relational person. Mandy has the gift of both. and she loves that, both sides of it. She loves the technical side. And I'm like, okay, no, I'm out. Who can I hire? Because it's like fixing the car or the washing machine. I'm like, that not my game, you know? And so, but I think just realizing like, okay, when you really want something, you are going to be faced with challenges and you aren't going to know how to do everything. And you're going to have to stretch yourself and you're going to have to learn some new things. And you also are going to have to know when to ask for help.
Yeah.
I feel like we did that this season. Like there were
I do too. I was just going to say that we did, I think, a good job of finding, we seem to sort of travel at the same distance of frustration. So we'd get to the end of like, we can do this on our own. Nope. We can't do this on our own. We can try this one on our own. Nope. We can't do that one on our own. So that's been a real treat in this whole process for me too, has been, what's been a real treat has been the people that we have encountered and the resources that we've been able to access through pulling all of this together. Because, you know, whether it's photographers helping with photos or graphic designers helping with logos and, you know, templates for things, to producers, and like you've had the benefit of some kind of mentors in a podcast in the podcast realm that have really spoken some wisdom to you. And yeah, we've just been really fortunate to have some great people kind of come alongside us and champion our project.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you have a dream and the challenges come, either you're going to persevere. And there's times mm-hmm. when I've done that in life. And then there's times when I've quit. Mm-hmm. And not that I ever wanted to quit during this project, but there were these obstacles at times that I was like, oh, dang, this is a pretty big obstacle. Or it felt big. It might not have been as big as it felt, right? I'm so thrilled that, like, I feel like that skill was championed a little bit of persevering and enduring, you know, and we didn't get derailed.
Yeah.
Sometimes in our Enneagram number, that a derail is a project that's put on a shelf and never touched again.
Never come back. I have been really proud of also our response to those blips on the timeline. You know, we had a pretty specific goal, and I mean, we're definitely recording way after our goal. Historically, that kind of shift might have done ugly things in my brain. And I'm grateful that we have continued to move forward and not just put it on a shelf, but also maintain some really sweet connection and relationship in between.
Yeah, absolutely. I think too, we've each on our own side have had, you know, been the one that's had the obstacle, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been like, I can't keep the schedule right now. I need a break. I'm going to have to take a break. But the love, mercy, and understanding that was expressed between the two of us, I think was also just celebratory in itself and just a gift, you know, like, not that I expected any you to get mad or me to get mad, but to be able to know the safety in the relationship and to just be well received, be like, yep, that's totally cool. Okay, we're going to pivot. And so I think that sometimes we need to celebrate in itself.
100% I agree. What? I have enjoyed setting up this fun little, just having this time with you. That is a sweet treat for me. We chat and we text, but this is a different kind of conversation. You know, this, even the premise of this podcast was sort of birthed out of the kinds of conversations that we naturally just gravitate towards. It is a treat for me. I hope it is a treat for all of you listening to just get to step into the middle of learning a little bit of what our conversations generate in terms of thoughts and encouragement and support. You know, we hope that you're finding great resources and great opportunities to sit and reflect on kind of your own purpose, your uncommon purpose, and your journey with the Lord, with your people, probably with, if you're not already with a therapist, probably with a therapist, because that's, you hear us say that all the time. We both love our counselors. Or, you know, maybe you found your way to a great chiropractor, because we also share a deep love of that as well. Just some goodness that, you know, is our hope. It's our prayer that there's just goodness that comes for you out of eavesdropping on our conversations.
Yeah.
Which are pretty much exactly how they sound in real life too. We sometimes have to stop them so that we can save them for when we're recording.
Absolutely. They are. They were. I mean, how many of these conversations did we have at my kitchen table? You know? Mm-hmm. And so when we get, now we live across the country from each other, but this reminds me of our time, whether it's my table or your table. Yeah. Or the breakfast table that we went to, you know,
but the coffee table or the, it's always around a table.
It's always around a table. These conversations are very organic for us, very natural. I think one of the things that I'm hoping for you listeners is that your thinking has been challenged in a good way. You know, maybe you had some thought processes that were different and you were like, wait, I want to know more about that. And you went to renew your mind because maybe we said something that was like, wow, that's really interesting. We continue to invite you to the table as we talk and to open our minds up to different perspectives, to different ideas and different thoughts. And whether it's spiritual, whether it's parenting, whether it's relational, whether it's personal, professional, that's kind of what our goal of season one was, kind of get our feet wet. So do you feel like we got our feet wet?
I do. And I'm guessing that the majority of those listening already kind of know us and love us, because we do, as even as we were birthing this and having conversations with friends about it, we had a lot of folks say, we'll be your first. I think our goal was 12, wasn't it? If we could get 12 listeners.
Yeah.
So hopefully we've got 12 listeners out there helping us wrap it up this season. You know, we've learned not just some things about the technical side of podcasting, but I think we've learned a little bit about how maybe a couple things that we want to do differently or in addition next season. So what are you looking forward to as we go into season two?
I am looking forward to bringing others to our table and interviewing, you know, interviewing some people, you know, and inviting them into the conversation. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be super fun.
I agree. We dreamt early on about some big names, and then we've been fortunate to be able to curate a list of just some real friends, some real people that we know and love that can have offered to step in and be a part. So I think it's going to be a fun mix, but we're going to work on some big asks.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can get some guest speakers who can come in over seasons. It might take us more than one season to get some bigger names to come in, but we're going to play around with the idea of some guest speakers, authors, writers, speakers, to come and visit us too.
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be fun. So that'll be nice to get, you know, a different voice from time to time. And then what are you looking forward to changing, tweaking, adapting?
Yeah. I think the thing that I'm looking forward to about next season is having kind of a unified theme of the whole season. So this was kind of our potpourri set of episodes. We knew that we wanted, like you said, to get our feet wet, kind of test out the waters. Everything we all, both of us did a lot of reading and prepping for this. And before we even started, we both knew that season one just might not be our very best season. And that's okay. But there has to be a season one so that there can be another one and we can continue to get better. So this was a bit of ripping off of the Band-Aid for us. And we know that we tried some things out in terms of how we open and how we wrap and how we, you know, questions we ask. So I'm just looking forward to the, just kind of the natural process of reforming. We talk a lot about Enneagram here, but this is my sort of my one wing coming into play, that reforming side of polishing what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. So, I'm looking forward to that. Let's talk about next season for just a minute. Do you want to tease a little bit of what we're dreaming of?
Well, I think the best way to just kind of introduce this is that, you know, Mandy and I are very relational and we are friends and we believe in friendships.
You said that with hesitation in your voice. You're like, we're friends.
No, I meant it actually totally opposite than that. I meant like we are close friends, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we also have this deep spiritual side to us. And so I think what, you know, drum roll here, if we could, that we are going to talk about spiritual friendships.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I think what I'm really looking forward to in that topic is not just that we celebrate each other. Like, I think we're good at celebrating each other, but really what we want to dive into is giving you as the listeners an opportunity to evaluate your friendships, mm-hmm. evaluate how you show up for your friends.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you a little glimpse into some of our other friends. We're going to invite some other folks in who can kind of share a little bit about their own spiritual friendships. What we're hoping that it will do for you is give some framework for maintaining or creating some really solid spiritual friendships that can help to sustain you in those seasons of life that are inevitably going to come. God gave us community as his first plan. It was always on purpose that we would have each other. Women's friendships have a bad reputation. And we have an opportunity to do better. And so we want to talk about that. We want to talk about what those things look like and give you just an opportunity to evaluate what's the landscape of your spiritual friendships and how you can move into healthy spaces if you're not there now, or just a way for you to celebrate the friendships that you have.
I love that. And evaluate what kind of friend you are. You know, I think that's I think that's important. Is like, we always have to start with ourselves. When we want to change something, we tend to want to change another person, but the only person we have control over is ourself. So in our spiritual friendships, if I want a deeper relationship, or I want more authenticity or spontaneity, then the question is, are you those things? You know? So that'll be fun to incorporate that as well. And, you know, just, I value my friends and my people and my tribe, and we need them. Yep. And so we need to foster goodness in ourselves and goodness in our relationships. And so I think that's what we're going to spend the next season.
We're going to dive in. It's going to be good.
That's going to be really good.
So as we come to a close on this season, what is, you know, we started at the beginning of the season with some questions that we were trying out the idea of asking questions at the end. One of them, I think it would be neat for us to just reflect on in particular, is where did you see God in this season? And for us, it's not just the podcast season, but sort of the season of creating season. Where have you seen the Lord in the midst of all of this?
That's so good. So my word for the year was fulfill. I feel like we really have had to persevere, stay on dreaming, stay on the task of dreaming, not the task of completing, but like, yep, don't give up. Don't, right? And
okay, so I want you to say that again.
To stay on
the task of completing.
Not the task of completing. Of
dreaming.
But the task of dreaming.
Yeah. Oh, what's the difference for you?
Well, completing is performance and, you know, achievement. And that is good and important at times, but sometimes those things become our identity.
Yeah.
Dreaming is where we live in full surrender. And I mean, I'm going to dream my ideas, and then it's like, I got to invite the Lord's will in. Okay, Lord, this is your way, your will, your thoughts are higher than my thoughts, your ways are higher than my ways. Like, so I don't know how we're going to get this done, or is this going to get done? Dreaming allowed us to invite him into the process more than telling him, oh, I'm going to complete the task on my own strength.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's good clarification. That's good.
So what about you? Where did you see God in this process?
I think just that we did it. That doesn't sound like a God answer. I guess I'll rephrase that and say it differently. I think I've seen God in the fruit of our persistence. I mean, the final product might just totally bomb. You know, we may get our season out there. We may lose all of our followers. It may get no traction. We may do nothing, but we accomplished it.
Yeah.
And, you know, to your comment of, you know, a minute ago, we did it because we knew that it was something he wanted us to do. So there was an obedience in showing up, in staying committed, in following through on our commitment to one another.
Very true.
So, yeah. So I guess I just, you know, it sounds a little opposite of what you shared, but I do think it's the same spirit, which is we did it.
We did it.
And I don't think we could have done it in our own strength. I don't think we could have done it in our own schedules. I think we did it because we just continued to take one obedient step forward after another as he continued to kind of nudge us both forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that you brought it back to obedience. That's a really great perspective and true. We were obedient. And God has been very present. I mean, that's been very evident. He's been very present. So how fun is that?
I have been reading, man, I've got like 47 books open right now. Between my Kindle and my bedside, I've got a lot of books going. But Eugene Peterson describes discipleship as a long obedience in the same direction. Specifically, he writes about that in a book by the same name that addresses how we do discipleship like that in kind of this instant gratification world. And I've spent the better part of the last 6 months really slowly disconnecting painfully with some discomfort all along the way, disconnecting from a virtual world and trying to connect more in a real life space. And so this also feels like a sweet little hybrid of a season the Lord is calling me into. I feel like being a bit more of an analog, living a bit more of an analog life, but at the same time, leveraging the media of our time, which is being able to share and witness and teach a little bit through the podcast medium. So it's kind of a hybrid right now. And that feels like a sweet little compromise, a sweet little middle spot of being both digital and fast and forward, and also slow and connecting as you and I have these conversations, as we invite our friends into these conversations with us.
Yeah. And maybe just for clarification for the listeners, you've taken a big step back from social media personally.
Yes.
When January? Was that January?
Yeah, it was in January. Yeah. Wow. Our church did a 21 days of prayer and fasting. I know it's not a traditional fast. It's more of like an abstaining, but I did feel like there was a little bit of a poke in me, a little nudge to just disconnect from the scroll. Mm-hmm. And it's so, I mean, the timing of it is just odd in that, you know, here we're going to launch this podcast and we're going to have to ramp up sharing that. And that requires some social media presence and, you know, being able to hop on and share some things. But I just really felt like, oh, I know I was just wasting gobs of time. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that was really how I was kind of coping with some tougher emotional truths in my life. Yeah. I remember calling you. Sort of raw and just unhinged. If I can, I'll say it. You wouldn't say it, but I was like losing my mind. And I'm like, why am I having such a big reaction to this? And you're like, you have no coping mechanisms right now. Like, I'd stripped them all away. All I had was sugar and caffeine. And so they were not sufficient in helping me keep myself
afloat.
Yes. But I learned kind of over those first 21 days, like I did need to take a break, but then it was Lent. Like then Lent was beginning.
Oh.
And I felt like, really it was a conversation that, you know, I don't audibly hear the Lord. We've talked about this before. You know, I don't hear a voice in my head. It's more of just kind of a gentle nudging in my, in my spirit. But it was how can I go back to those old habits when I'm entering the season of lament, that as Christians, if we, as believers in Christ as the Messiah, that he has come and given his life as a penance for our sin, that I once a year have sort of this marked 40-day window to just live in gratitude and appreciation and recognition of what was done on my behalf. Why would I go back to the doom scroll and pull me, you know, like I just imagined that I would have fallen deeper down into that as I went back in. So I did it. So I didn't do it. And then Lent was over. And then I was like, ooh, I don't even know how to go back on.
Yay. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I like come in and out, check things once in a while, but what used to be multiple times a day, checking and scrolling and chit-chatting and has really come down to more like once or twice a week. That's and great. I just don't like to be there. I also don't like what it does to me. I don't like the things I see. And the algorithms are stupid. I mean, I'm like, my people aren't even there. It's all ads and it's all reels.
And they're so nosy, those algorithms. They're nosy.
They sure are. They sure are. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in the juxtaposition of us launching a digital tool, I am working my way out of some digital tools.
Yeah, that's so interesting. You know, 17 years ago, or actually it was 18 years now, that your story kind of reminds me of this, is I was going through kind of a massive change in my life. And I decided I didn't want to watch TV. So I was like, no TV for a year. And so back then, you know, one, we didn't have smartphones and we didn't have Facebook. Yes. And right, we had a flip phone. That's what we had.
You had Snake? Ago. You could have played Snake on your phone.
I could have, right? And you texted by using T9, like it was like a code, you know, with the numbers. But best decision I ever made was turning the TV off for that year. I didn't realize how much time I squandered. I didn't realize how my thoughts were so challenged and hijacked, and that I was thinking about things that I didn't need to. I didn't realize what I was putting into my mind that was so contaminating that changed my thought process. To this day, I barely watch TV. I don't love TV. People always are talking about, oh, this show and that show. And I'm like, I am an outsider, so to speak. But I think these two experiences for us kind of are, if we go back to what our purpose of our podcast is, that is an uncommon purpose.
Yes.
We are living an uncommon life. I need to work on my scrolling and my searching and my time on my own social media. So thank you for that gentle, loving reminder that was not directed to me, but I hear it, Lord. I get the nudge. I feel the nudge, right? And just a reminder of the sweetness of what it's like when we step out in uncommon purpose.
Yeah.
What we receive from Him. So I think that's a great way to wrap up our last session today with our podcast for the season, you know, our last episode of the season. And as we celebrate and then we invite you into season two, we look forward to talking about spiritual friendships. We look forward to continuing to be obedient to the Lord. Celebrate with us, friends, that we did it. I wish we had a confetti popper because it's like worthy of the situation right now.
It is. Maybe our lovely producer can add a sound effect. All right, friends, we'll chat with you in season two.
We've loved having this conversation with you, and we are excited for the next one. Make sure to subscribe to Uncommon Purpose wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss an episode.
Connect with us on social media. We'd love to hear your thoughts, stories, and experiences. Your journey is part of this larger tapestry we're weaving together.
This is Mandy
and Stephanie. Talk to y'all next time.